This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Watching, waiting, ready. Coming to you live from an undisclosed broadcast location. Separating truth from misinformation. Literal or rhetorical, you can have it your way. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Live tonight, this is Lock and Load. Now, in the chat room, one of the ninjas has gotten out there, and I was wrong on both. I was saying ogle or oogle, and it's ogle. As in, ogled, ogling, to look at amorously, flirtatiously, or impertinently. And it's a verb. Ogle. It's a stupid word, and it's stupid that I pursued learning how to pronounce it. So I guess tomorrow when I go out, I'll be ogling all over the place. Anyway, live tonight, this is Lock and Load. Hour number two. Cato the Elder, he's known for saying this, when I'm dead, I'd rather people ask why I have no monument than why I have one. And then in 2008, then chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staffs, Admiral Mullen, said, we can't kill our way to victory. Like all leftists, Mullen can't abide the concept of victory, indeed, frightened by the thought of it. So he invents clever-sounding but nonsensical phrases to lend credibility to his lack of audacity. And we have to be audacious in the setting that we find ourselves in. And it's a good thing that neither Eisenhower or Patton or Nimitz or MacArthur nor LeMay during World War II, last war that we dared to actually win unconditionally, were advocates of Mullen's pusillanimous philosophy. You have to kill enemy combatants one at a time. That's the only way to have any chance of victory. When we kill enough of them, the remaining few may decide to negotiate seriously. If you know of a more humane species of warfare, let's talk about it, shall we? Machine guns were once shunned by military planners as being too consumptive of ammunition back when ammunition production was not automated and with black powder extremely dangerous. With the advent of smokeless propellant and automation, machine guns suddenly enthralled the next generation of planners. Maybe too soon and too much. In fact, within the German army, the Wehrmacht, during World War II, the entire rifle platoon was dedicated to protecting the GPMG. The MG-34, later the MG-42. Among opposing American forces, the purposes for the GPMG, the Browning 30, was to produce sufficient covering fire for infantrymen to maneuver into position where they could, using powerful rifles, read that to be the M1 Garand, with consummate competence and superb accuracy, shoot dead individual enemy soldiers one at a time. That was that's the verbiage they put forward in World War II. The latter philosophy proved superior to the former philosophy. But stories about wartime feats of rifle accuracy quickly become inflated with the passage of time, particularly when legends themselves are no longer available to defend themselves. Now, Dave Grossman points out that average accuracy of the average infantryman is well below that of a few show-offs whose occasional spectacular shots seem to be the only ones anyone ever talks about. In the game of golf, we see the same annoying inflation. Even among professional golfers, holes in one are extremely rare. And most professionals never experience even one during their entire career. But from reading news reports on golf tournaments, you can get the impression they're a common occurrence. In truth, not one golfer in 1,000 consistently shoots subpar, much less gets holes in one. That's why I gave up the game of golf. I got tired of shooting way above par. Now, likewise, during active fighting, an out-of-breath soldier using a typical battle rifle with production ammunition and using expedient shooting positions who consistently achieves 10 MOA accuracy is considerably, you know, that's considered very respectable. In fact, that is equivalent to subpar golf. And this is the guy that you want on your team. Now, if any of us purchased a hunting rifle and subsequently discovered it was capable of only 10 MOA accuracy, shots within a 25-centimeter, 10-inch circle at 100 meters from a bench rest, we would probably indignantly return it to where we bought it, complaining it was defective. And yet, when you're using a typical military rifle with production ammunition, you can only hope to be that accurate with any repeatability. Particularly when shooting at aggressively animated targets who are hard to see, and you've got bullets whizzing past your ears, and you're in a cold, muddy ditch at night, and it's raining. Now, your best instructors are going to teach you, and constantly push this, about maintenance of a low personal profile. You call it intelligent avoidance behavior, being invisible, active self-deselection. All of that is important, as the vast majority of harmful contacts with violent criminals are avoidable via a sound avoidance behavior lifestyle and an assertive disengagement. Now, some of us dance around the issue of applying lethal force. And read that mean gunfire when we have no choice but to go to guns. And the media frightfully avoids the issue, as does most advice, even that coming from official police sources. But if we're going to arm and train realistically, at some point we have to directly, you know, frankly address the issue of killing people. So if you're wondering if there's a point, here it is. When the test comes to any of us, number one, there will be no machine guns to provide covering fire. Number two, personal weapons must be intensely trained with and selected with the goal of impressing our enemies, not our friends. Number three, our skill with our military rifles and pistols needs to be superb, far above average. Number four, our dogged determination to be victorious needs to drive our actions. The purpose of fighting is to win that fight. Number five, don't become obsessed with accuracy-itis. Push yourself. Have realistic expectations. Shoot from expedient positions. Don't spend all of your time trying to look good. Number six, fighting for your life is not a job from which you get to resign. It's victory or death. So keep your serious weapons well-maintained, close at hand, and trained regularly with them. Don't paint steel targets. Let them acquire their default dull gray color. You can't shoot what you can't see. Make finding targets part of your training routine. Hunt with your serious weapons every chance you get. And at some point, you need to shoot something that is alive. We are now in a period of unstable and extremely dangerous world history. Responsibility for your safety and that of your family is ultimately going to be yours. So take your responsibility seriously. Years after the fact, a much maligned Aaron Burr said with regard to his fatal pistol duel with Alexander Hamilton in Weehawken, New Jersey on 11 July 1804. Hamilton's hand shook. Mine didn't. You know, when I'm sure that Yeager and I were talking this way the other day, and that may have been part of what got him banned from YouTube. As concealed carriers, we can't be concerned with being banned from YouTube or anything else. We're talking about your life. We're talking about your life. So, your serious weapons, do some intensive training with them. Remember that if we have to go to guns, we got to go all the way. All the way. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
The Roman legions, the samurai, and the knights of the round table, they understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
Today, weapons and optics are built tough, but they have to remain dialed in. Enter Air Armor Tech. Created to protect the $500,000 helmet of the F-35 Lightning II aircraft, Air Armor Tech can likewise protect your weapons during transport. Under pressure, air is uncompromising, rigid or collapsible using the power of inflation or deflation, high tech and elemental. To learn more, go to airarmortech.com. Air Armor Tech. Protective. Lightweight. These are military-grade inflatable cases.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But did you know you can have tax-free access to your life insurance while you're still alive? You can use the life benefits of your life insurance to grow your money with certainty and guarantees. No stock market risk, no tax risk, and no penalties. Call Life Benefits if you'd like a free book about how this can be done. Call 702-660-7000. That's 702-660-7000.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Tonight, this is Lock and Load. Just so everybody knows, I was asked about this last night, if I would do this. So, the third hour is going to be solely about what happens if we lose electricity, believe it or not. And that's going to be sobering. That's going to be a sobering moment for a lot of us if we lose electricity. And we're going to talk about what that means. But anyway, that's next hour. It has been 5 years since Sandy Hook. And part of the problem with this is the same problem I'm having with Las Vegas. Now, don't get me wrong. In the interest of solving a crime, I don't have a problem with the police not putting everything out while they're trying to solve a crime. At 5 years, I draw the line. The Connecticut State Police have been unable to complete a report that law enforcement across the country look for to try to prepare for future incidents of extreme violence. I don't like the idea that there was a hoax, a conspiracy, any of that other stuff. That idea, I don't like it. But the delay suggests that the Connecticut State Police are engaged in some kind of cover-up, which reminds me of Las Vegas. Most likely of their own incompetence. Now, the status of the state police's after-action report, which would likely include analysis of any mistakes made during the police response, is a mystery. Former State Police Colonel Danny Stebbins, who before his retirement in 2014 oversaw the investigation into the December 14, 2012 shooting, said in a phone call with CBS News that a draft of the after-action report was completed at least 2.5 years ago. Which is interesting because, that would have taken it back into 2011, wouldn't it? Yeah, maybe. Anyway. Or maybe that was a recent report. I don't know. Anyway, in response to two questions from CBS News, a spokeswoman for the Connecticut State Police confirmed that a draft of the after-action report was completed, but it had yet to be cleared by Connecticut State Police Commissioner Dora Shiro. The spokeswoman said the agency is unable to provide an estimated completion date and wouldn't comment on which departments or troopers are still working on the report. This raises questions about the state police response to the Spree Killers attack. Quoting sources familiar with the unreleased preliminary report, the Hartford Courant highlights several issues, including this. State police dispatchers at Troop A in Southbury were inundated with calls from troopers seeking directions to the school, causing calls to be transferred to the Litchfield Barracks, which could have led to critical delays in response. The attack's official timeline reports that the school called 911 at 9:35 a.m. A Newtown police officer arrived on the scene 4 minutes later. The final shot is heard 1 minute after that. 4 minutes after the shot, 9 minutes after the first 911 call, two officers enter the school. According to the sequence of events, three Newtown officers lost 1 minute of time when they could have entered the school and interrupted/eliminated the shooter. And we're never ever going to know how many students could have been saved if the first or eventual three Newtown police officers had proceeded straight to the shooter. But we know that not doing so was a mistake. That is a strategic error that police around the country have been warned against since Columbine. The Columbine massacre is held as an example of what not to do. Now, as the state police, and as for them and their missing report, we don't know exactly when their officers arrived on the scene. And I suspect that the admission of that there might have been critical delays in response accounts for the Connecticut State Police's ongoing and shameful lack of transparency. The Sandy Hook, all of these actually, should be teachable moments. They should all be teachable moments. We know for a fact that the killer was a deranged boy with a lifelong history of serious mental health issues, and he was ignored and neglected and isolated, and this allowed his murderous plans to fester, percolate, and, come to fruition, allowing him to take off on the spree. We know that Sandy Hook Elementary School was completely defenseless against an armed attack. And we must suspect that the police response to the attack was less than ideal. And we owe it to the memory of those who lost their life in this attack to face any and all shortcomings that enabled that kind of violence. I don't know when that's going to happen, though. Now, I remember what I was doing that night that came out. I remember how I felt thinking about that. I'm a father. Now, my baby is 26 years old. So, but I remember very well what he looked like at 5. And there was a point where both of my sons went to school at the same school. An elementary school like Sandy Hook. Since Columbine, I have wondered what it would be like to be a parent standing outside watching that happen. If that ever happens in front of me, and if I ever see, if it's still ongoing in front of me, and I can get, if I can make my way to the officer, if there's one officer there, I'm going to say, I will go in there with you. I've got your back, young man. And we will go in there and we will clear. Because I'm still able to do that. We will go in there and we will do it. And, I mean, this waiting is a death sentence for those that are inside, that are the objects of the attack. And we can't have that. We can't have that. And it's going to take a bit of resolve on the part of some people. Unfortunately, you know, law enforcement has no choice. But I pledge to anybody there wearing a badge, if I ever come up and you're involved in something that you're outmanned, I'll go in there with you. It'll be easier for me to deal with it than you anyway, because I don't have to worry about Mirandizing anybody. Never thought of it that way. We need to have this report come out. We need to know what happened in Las Vegas. And we need to take steps to make sure that doesn't happen again. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again. So go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com.
Now you know. I will meet you there.
Guys, wouldn't your wife or girlfriend love it if you treated her to the very best this Christmas? Well, you can, and you don't even have to go out of your way. We're talking about the world's softest pajamas, available exclusively at Pajamagram.com. That's Pajamagram.com. Created by a team of dedicated pajama experts, the world's softest pajamas are lighter than a cloud, softer than a bunny, like cashmere, only better. She'll love the way the world's softest pajamas feel, and you'll love the way they look. More than a gift, they're a feeling, an invitation to relax a little longer. The world's softest pajamas are available only at Pajamagram.com. Visit today and give her a gift that keeps on giving to both of you. Plus, you don't even have to wrap, because every Pajamagram includes free gift packaging, and Christmas delivery is guaranteed. So visit pajamagram.com or call 1-800-GIVE-PJs.
Message and data rates may apply.
Guys, got hair loss? I know what you're thinking. Should I shave my head, comb it over, wear a hat? Just stop. This isn't 1970. Keep your hair and your confidence, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, can give you your real hair back permanently. Check them out today, because they're giving away an absolutely free information kit and a free gift card to everyone who texts EASY66 to 85850. Dude, you don't have to look like your dad, because this isn't your dad's hair loss treatment. People all over the country trust Bosley because they're ahead of the curve. They use the latest technology to give you your real hair back. And the best part, Bosley's permanent solution is protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Let them show you for free how awesome your hair could look with an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off. Text EASY66 to 85850. Ask about the Bosley Guarantee. EASY66 to 85850.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
This is Lock and Load. Now, back to this whole biggest political scandal thing. Conventional wisdom right now is that Attorney General Jeff Sessions is sort of asleep at the wheel. He recused himself unnecessarily from the Trump-Russia collusion investigation. He's been accused of doing nothing about the politicization and the weaponization of the DOJ. And he gave free rein to his deputy AG, Rod Rosenstein, who in turn is allowing Mueller unlimited time, money, and jurisdiction to investigate Trump's entire life. Last summer, Trump expressed disappointment in Sessions, calling him beleaguered and wondering why Sessions wasn't looking into Clinton's emails and true election chicanery. Rudy Giuliani was floated as a possible replacement. Now, was Trump really upset, or was this a calculated head fake? Back to Sundance from Conservative Treehouse that made the case the DOJ office of IG is where the real action has taken place. And this was the explanation why Rosenstein gave evasive answers in recent congressional testimony, and a suggestion that the OIG is laying out a case slowly and methodically with selective information release about before bringing the hammer down on the leakers and the corruptocrats in the FBI and the DOJ. Let's take this a step further. Maybe answering the question as to whether Jeff Sessions is and whether he, you know, where he is on it, whether he's asleep or just playing possum. And maybe we can explain why he is acting not as a Trumpian pit bull, but instead like Mr. Rogers ready for his afternoon nap. Now, Jeff Sessions is a political appointee appointed by Trump, the president. And as we all know, the president is despised by the Democrats and many establishment Republicans and the media. So any action that Trump or Sessions take will be viewed through the lens of obstruction of justice. Firing Mueller or Rosenstein or shutting down the investigation would allow eager Democrats and the never-Trump Republicans to tut-tut over threats to the Constitution and to initiate impeachment proceedings. But by lying low, the OIG can carefully build a case. And the OIG is not a political office, but instead a statutorily created independent entity whose mission is to detect and deter waste, fraud, abuse, and misconduct in DOJ programs and personnel. Above politics, beyond reproach, as much as any government bureaucracy can be. Jeff Sessions has to keep his hands clean of this entire investigation, letting the OIG present their findings and recommendations. If the IG recommends prosecution, AG Sessions can follow the OIG recommendations and unleash the cannons on the swamp creatures. Sure, the media and their Democrat allies will explode with rage, but it will be a politically independent organization making the recommendations, not the Trump administration, whether the president or his AG. Now, despite the left making this entirely political, for Trump to deliver a knockout punch, he has to let Lady Justice swing the axe. And he has to keep the politics out of his counterpunch. Will Rod Rosenstein be fired, as some fake news sources suggest, or is he in on the OIG sting operation? Is he deliberately playing quiet so events can play out as Sundance described? For now, we have two choices. We can drive ourselves insane saying that the fix is in and this is going to happen and that is going to happen. And just remember, everybody was saying this about the election. It's going to be Hillary. It's going to be Hillary. It's going to be Hillary. But it wasn't. Or we can give Sessions the benefit of the doubt that for the optical and political reason, he's lying low. And for the OIG investigation to play out as desired, if he wants that, he has very little choice but to do that. With the OIG report due early next year, this could very well be the calm before the storm. This could be, you know, when you see one of those monster, most of the time it's in the movies, but when you see one of those, like, deep impact, when the tsunami's coming in and all the water is taken off and you know, it's just sucked away, but the wave is coming. Is there a tsunami coming at all of these people right now? The calm before the storm. So, could there be, and I mean, when you look at the depth of everything that's going on, when you look at Clinton's campaign, when you look at the DOJ, when you look at the FBI, and maybe some players in the media, you're talking about thousands of sealed indictments. Members of Congress retiring are not seeking re-election. You know, you got Trump acting happy and confident, whether in speeches or on Twitter. That's what we're seeing right now. We're seeing a bunch of people retiring or quitting. And Trump's fine. He's good to go. And that bolsters my theory that the Democrats are getting nervous. The Mueller circus has made a critical pivot from Trump-Russia collusion to the Obama-Clinton-FBI-DOJ collusion. The Daily Caller reports that Democrats mobilize against Rod Rosenstein as Inspector General investigation zeroes in on FBI. You know, when you turn on the light, the cockroaches are going to scurry away. Donald Trump has been viciously attacked since the day he declared his candidacy. And I didn't think he was going to win. He wasn't my first choice either. I mean, of course, I didn't even think my first choice ran. But like Superman, the bullets have been bouncing off of his chest, wounding many of those who attacked him. And it's likely that this entire investigation is going to have a supreme boomerang effect. Now, the whole time in this election, in the run-up, that I have to confess I paid closer attention to than I did the Moore election. I was going along with some anecdotal stuff on the Moore election, and that proved to be wrong, of course. But with Trump, I was watching the events that Hillary Clinton was speaking live at, the ones she would actually go to. She didn't, You know, she didn't campaign in Wisconsin. I've seen her and Clinton on her campaign. I've seen her and Bill Clinton on her campaign. Bill Clinton will actually engage people. If he's eating ice cream, he'll be like, what flavor do you have? And she'll just be sitting there just spooning her ice cream, looking around bored. She was never going to win. She would be at a Democratic event, and then she would be the featured speaker, and there'd be 3,000 people outside, and then the people who actually come inside the tent to listen to her would be 150. Everywhere Trump went, Trump was playing to full houses. The sea change was in effect. And I never considered that he was going to lose, just knowing that, because of everything that I was seeing. And when he won Florida, and then when he won Michigan, I knew it was done. I knew it was done. I think when he won Michigan, it was definitely done. I'm getting the states wrong. There was another state. I can't remember which state it was. But Florida, I thought Florida was going to go Clinton. And when it didn't, I knew it was over. I knew it was over. So I'm confident that our president has this well in hand. And he's setting the stage for an upcoming reckoning that Sundance calls the Big Ugly. And Jeff Sessions, instead of being asleep, maybe playing possum, lying in wait. And he's getting ready to pounce when the moment is right. And when that pouncing happens, a whole lot of heroes are going to go down. I mean, they're going to go down. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
A commemorative President Trump dollar for only $5? Yes, the historic Trump dollar starts at only $5 at TrumpDollar.us. Choose from our unique three-coin collection in gold, silver, and copper. The Vote Trump Dollar, Inaugural Trump Dollar, and Make America Great Again Trump Dollar. Available only at TrumpDollar.us. Minted in the USA, our Trump dollars commemorate President Trump's patriotic stand. Order your Trump Dollar collection today in time for Christmas delivery at TrumpDollar.us. That's TrumpDollar.us.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at BugAssault.com. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today.
Live tonight, this is Lock and Load. Chicago, Chirac, Mogadishu on the Michigan. They've been plagued with violence that long predated the Supreme Court's decision in McDonald versus Chicago that repealed many of the city's draconian gun laws. That violence is truly a problem, to be sure. And now a Cook County commissioner wants the United Nations to step in and help. Cook County Commissioner Richard Boykin headed to the United Nations in New York Thursday to ask for help fighting violence in Chicago. I did not know that county commissioners in Illinois were this kind of a powerful individual. This is like the Cuisinart Shatterack. The supreme being from Dune. Boykin said, I'm hoping to appeal the UN to actually come to Chicago and meet with victims of violence and maybe even possibly help out in terms of peacekeeping efforts. He boarded a plane to New York City for a meeting with an Assistant Secretary General of the United Nations. It's a meeting that's been planned for more than a month and stems from disconcerting violence numbers seen this year in Chicago. Violence which has felt particularly hard in many black American communities. Boykin said, we've had 600 people killed by gun violence already this year alone. That is a huge number in my community of Austin. We've had 450 people shot and 80 people killed this year alone. 18, so we had to do more to protect those communities. That copy is so badly written. His office, the mayor's office, says the call for UN peacekeepers is a political stunt. No kidding. The police superintendent said it's a nice idea, but it's not the answer to Chicago's violence. He said, I appreciate the commissioner's energy and his anxiousness to help reduce the gun violence in Chicago. I really do commend that, but at the end of the day, the UN has no jurisdiction here. They really have no jurisdiction in this country. I never thought I would hear the day where I would agree with an official from Chicago. Here I am doing it, though. And I'm agreeing with Rahm Emanuel. You know, the moment I'm agreeing with those two, something is wrong. It's wrong. Got issues with this. Got issues. Now, Of course, this is a stunt. No one in their right minds believes that UN peacekeepers would patrol Chicago to combat violence there, especially if the United States government decided they didn't want them there. However, in the process of this hope, we see a real problem and the reason so many of us cling to our guns. This is an elected official who sees no problem with having armed military troops, foreign troops most likely, since American troops would still be bound by the Posse Comitatus thing, patrolling an American city. And many on the American political right have known that many leftists view the United Nations as a de facto world government. They see it as an authority superior to not just the legislative and executive branches of the government, but superior to even the Constitution of the United States of America. Now, right now, Commissioner Boykin's stunt, we're all sitting around here rolling our eyes over it, clicking our tongues, going, oh, what a silly little man he must be. But if he's not smacked down hard over this, somebody else is going to try this again. And the fact is, Boykin is going to beg for help for the symptom while still failing to do anything at all about the disease responsible for it. And it's like only treating cancer by giving somebody painkillers. Sure, they feel better, but the problem keeps on growing because nothing's being done about it. And all Boykin is doing is trying to get someone else to fix the symptoms since Chicago's own efforts along those lines have failed. And I've got a little tip for you, Commissioner. If you want to stop violence, figure out why people are violent in the first place. Now, the Daily Caller, in other news, the Daily Caller released a funny video Tuesday of FCC Chairman Ajit Pai defending the commission's upcoming net neutrality rollback. Net neutrality only existed for 2 years. 2.5, at most. And, you know, things like Netflix and eBay and all these, you know, Amazon, they all were okay prior to that. I mean, I don't know which players I would be concerned about without net neutrality. And actually, there's things in place to actually protect from the kind of things they're all saying are going to happen. But anyway, they made a video of it and they uploaded it on YouTube. And by this morning, Google, one of the most powerful companies on the planet, censored the video based on a bogus claim from a politically motivated man. And it took 7 crucial hours and the full force of the Daily Caller news site to push Google and YouTube to reverse this political censorship. They were able to prevail because of the sizable contacts and resources of the Daily Caller. Now, an average citizen showcasing a political viewpoint Google and the left disagreed with would have had a far more difficult time, and it would have been fruitless fighting back. But, they had Ajit Pai fidget spinning in a Santa suit, swinging lightsabers, and playing with a puppy a day before the net neutrality vote would ruffle some feathers, and they were prepared for the hyperventilating over the video reach a fever pitch as the Obama-era internet regulations were rolled back Thursday afternoon. So the video was viewed millions of times over a 24-hour period, was featured in a broad spectrum of news mediums, and spawned an avalanche of memes on Reddit. Now, when they produced the video, which is pretty silly, I sit here and I do everything I can when I put a video on YouTube to get views. And I don't sit there fidget spinning with a Nerf gun wearing a Santa suit and some 3D glasses. Am I missing something? The Daily Caller never advocated for Pi or the new net neutrality regulations. They were basically saying that without net neutrality, you could still do the Harlem Shake is what it boiled down to. It was meant to tell Pi's version of the net neutrality battle in a non-traditional, non-linear way. And this seething, which I don't even know where this is coming from. Most people, when you're talking about net neutrality, they're looking at the phrase, and it was never neutral. It was never neutral. I mean, it takes money to be on the web. It's not, I mean, believe me. I mean, I've got a new website up right here, and I can tell you right now, it took money to get that there. It takes money to keep it going. The likes to to dislikes were 5,000 likes, 144,000 dislikes. But it was seven things you can still do on the internet after net neutrality. Now, as the left often does with content that offends them, they started a campaign to strip the video from the internet. And that happened to the Daily Caller without warning on YouTube this morning. And the pie video was removed because of a copyright claim for the Harlem Shake. And that's it's an embarrassingly outdated internet trope that peaked its popularity approximately 4 years ago. And like much of the content in the video, if there's a point, it was there to make a point in a funny way. And a simple search on YouTube shows over 7 million videos using long segments of the song with billions upon billions of total views. So the video used only a few seconds of the song, and it was not monetized. They were not making any profit from this silly rendition. So, wait a minute, why was this one bad and all the other millions of them are not out there? Because it featured a Republican against net neutrality. And let the triggering begin. The song is owned and licensed by record label Mad Decent, who demanded the platform remove the video, not because anyone was making a profit off their work, but because they openly disagreed with the political worldview of the man dancing to it. And the DJ who created the song openly admitted on Twitter that he was targeting the video because he doesn't like the political message. He called Pi a loser. Said, I support net neutrality like the vast majority of this country, and I am appalled to be associated with its repeal in any way. You don't even know what it is, DJ. You don't even know what they're talking about. YouTube is a Google-owned company that supports net neutrality, willingly complied with Mad Decent's requests. This is not in any way standard practice for the platform, which thrives because its creators liberally flex fair use content. Oh, well. It's back, I think. We'll see. Point made, though. Coming up, hour number three, we'll be right back. When we get back, we're going to talk about the grid and the lack of it. This is Lock and Load.
Offering the largest selection of night armament guns and parts in the world. OperationParts.com carries both the latest and the hardest to find components for your weapon. With name brands like Noveski, Aimpoint, and Nighthawk, OperationParts.com is a realm of the most discerning firearm connoisseur. With free shipping available on most orders, these are experienced AR-15 enthusiasts that test each part and component to ensure customer satisfaction. OperationParts.com. Make yours operational.
Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.